Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen, it's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open your window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be a blessing. Come on, it's your season, set. Blessed in the field. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season. Oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season
to be blessed. I've been through the fire, I've been through the flood, but I'm standing here because of his blood. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, yes it is, to be blessed. Come on, say it again. Somebody say, what season is it? It's my season to be healed.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah. For that song this morning, it is our season to be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Welcome, welcome, welcome all. Amen. Glory to God. To Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. You are on the air. Amen. With Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Praise God. I pray, glory to God, that when you got up this morning, you say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. For another day that he has made. He said, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. So we thank him. Praise God. On this morning, this Sunday morning. Amen. Glory, 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 glory to his name. Come on, let's give God some praises this morning. His due praise this morning. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, I'm going to pray and let the Holy Spirit, amen, have his way this morning. Glory to his name. Welcome, welcome all. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, God. We lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. We honor your presence here this morning, Lord God, as you partner, glory to God, with me this morning, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, to do your work, Lord God. I pray, Father, that you will speak through me, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that I will move self out the way, that the Holy Spirit will take control of this service this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah, Father, as I have studied, Lord God, hallelujah, now, God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, glory to his name, God, I pray for the wisdom, I pray for knowledge, I pray for the understanding that only you can give, Father God, in the name of Jesus, so, Father, I thank you and I praise you, Lord God. I ask that you bless each and every one, Lord God, that thought in our robbery, Father God, to come on the line this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way this morning. Move by your mighty power, God, on this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, you know what we need this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, fill our cups to an overflow on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I say thank you. Wake us up this morning, Father. Yes, Holy Spirit, and have thine own way in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify you, and I lift you up. In Jesus' name I pray, give him in my heart, and my soul says amen on this day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This morning, amen. I'm going to go to a passage of scripture. Amen. Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. We all know that chapter. Hallelujah. But we're going to see what the Holy Spirit is going to speak to us today. Amen. As I read, amen. Glory to God. I'm going to take my time this morning, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says in verse number one of Ezekiel, the 37, it says, the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley. And it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around. And behold, there were very many in an open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, oh, Lord God, you know. Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Let me say that one more time. O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinew on you and bring flesh upon you. Cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Come on, Holy Ghost. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. The Bible says in verse number 7, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And suddenly, come on, Holy Ghost, a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinew and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over. But there was no breath in them. Also, he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, say, the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up, and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. When I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves, I will put my spirit in you, saith the Lord, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Come on, Holy Ghost. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. Here, have you ever faced a situation that you wonder whether anything could be done to fix it? God tells Ezekiel what to do about the condition of his nation. God stirs his faith for action. Ezekiel responds, how would God direct us to respond to the impossible? Sometimes, people of God, there is some impossible things in our lives, and we wonder, how can these dry bones live? I want to begin today with a question God asks Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? Have you ever faced a situation that you wonder whether anything could be done to fix it? I'm going to ask that again. Glory to God. Glory to God. Have you ever had a financial debt that looked like an insurmountable mountain? Sometimes it's a sickness, like the woman with the issue of blood had. Sometimes it's a wayward child or an unbelieving husband or no husband or a wife or no wife, discouraging difficulties, impossible circumstances. a song people sang that began with these questions. God, any rivers you think are uncrossable? God, any mountains you can't tunnel through? God specializing in things impossible, and he can do what no other power can do. I want us to keep that in mind as we think about what Ezekiel experience was. Glory to God, glory to God. How about Sandorobosia? The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out into the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley. It was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass them all around about. And behold, there was very many in the open valley. And indeed, they were very dry, he said. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? And you know, he answered and he said, oh, Lord, you know what's going on in my life. You know, glory to God, if they can live. But God asked the question, and God is asking us the question today. Can these bones live? Come on, Holy Ghost. Ezekiel was a priest called by God into the prophetic ministry. His ministry briefly overlapped that of Jeremiah. Like Jeremiah, he confronted Judah about the unfaithfulness to God. Unlike Jeremiah, he was carried away to Babylon with the captive, and his message was primarily to demoralize Jews who were deported to Babylon. In the vision recorded in our text, God is promising to restore Israel. Come on, Holy Ghost, the promise is fulfilled at two levels. A partial fulfillment occurred when Cyrus allowed the captives to return to their homeland. Glory to God. The complete fulfillment began, however, God operates according to what? Principles revealed in this chapter. God operates, glory to God, glory to God, the way that he wants to operate. He knows how he's going to bring things alive. He knows how he's going to resurrect things. He knows how he's going to restore things. He knows how he's going to revive things. Come on, Holy Ghost. They must know the word about fiat. So it has an application to our lives today. I will talk about both as we walk through our text today. Ezekiel introduces the vision in the verse 1 by saying, the hand of the Lord came upon me. Come on, Holy Ghost. God reached out, put his hands on Ezekiel. The hand is part of us that we use to extend ourselves to something. We reach out our hands when we want to touch something. When we want to influence or affect it, God put his hands on Ezekiel. God took hold of Ezekiel. Come on, Holy Ghost, the way, same way God takes a hold of us. It's possible to belong to the Lord, but not have his hands extended to you in this way. When God puts his hands on you, things happen, people of God. When the early church prayed in Acts 4 and 30, they asked God to stretch out his hand to heal, and that signs and wonders was done. Glory to God, glory to God. Some from the early church took the gospel to the Greeks with great success. And the Bible says in Acts 21 says, and the hand of the Lord was with them. The hand of the Lord is with you. The hand of the Lord is with me. And a great number believe and turn to the Lord. They were successful because the hand of the Lord was with them. The hand of the Lord speaks of power. Strength and power are expressed through the hand. My God, I say thank you. The hand of the Lord came on Ezekiel and brought him out in the spirit of the Lord. This lets us know it is a vision. Ezekiel continues, and set me down in the midst of valley. And it was full of bones. Have you ever had God set you in a valley? Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, because glory to God, glory to God. We all know that somewhere down the line, God put us in a valley. Have you ever been in a valley full of bones? I'm talking about circumstances where it seems like death is all around you. Things are dying. Glory to God. Glory to God. Health is deteriorating. Finances is broken. And husbands and wives are fighting. Children are acting up. These are all the dead things that sometimes we have around. Ezekiel is living with the Jewish captive in Babylon. Those captives are like dry bones. Their hopes and dreams are dead. God is getting ready to resurrect some dreams. Yes, Holy Ghost, that seems like they are dry. That seems like they're dead, praise God. He's getting ready to wake them up with the hand of the Lord. Their plans have been dashed. The Bible is very clear about how they got in that condition. It can be summed up in one word. Their problem was sin. Glory to God. Sometimes, praise God, God will lead us into the valley of dry bones when sin is present. Sometimes God will lead us in the valley of dry bones, praise God, when he want to get our attention. Sometimes God will lead us into a place, amen, praise God, where he wants to show his glory. Come on, somebody. The wages of sin is death. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, long before this judgment came, God pleaded with Israel over and over to repent. Jeremiah said to Israel in Jeremiah 25:4-11, and the Lord has sent to you all his servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, but you have not listened nor inclined your ear to hear. They said, repent now, everyone of his evil ways and his evil doings. Come on, Holy Ghost, and dwell in the land that the Lord has given you and your fathers forever and ever. Do not go after other gods to serve them or worship them. Come on, Holy Ghost, and do not provoke me to anger with the works of your hands, and I will not harm you, he said. Yet you have not listened to me, saith the Lord, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands, with your own hurt. Come on. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, because you have not heard my word, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, saith the Lord. And Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and I will bring them against this land, he said, against its inhabitants, against those nations all around. This is what's going on in the nation, and I will utterly destroy them and make them an astonishment, he said, a hissing, a perpetual desolation. However, he said, I will take from them the voice of mirth. And the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones, and the light of their lamp. And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment. And these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Now, can you imagine, praise God, hallelujah, God sending words after words after words. And after they did not get the word, praise God, God gave them another word and tell them what's going to happen in their life if they did not get it together. That's how Israel got into their sad circumstances. Circumstances don't come into our lives by mere chance. The sovereign God is at work in our lives. God was allowing the circumstances to cause them to repent. And the same way he does today, praise God, he will cause circumstances to make us come to repentance. He will cause things to happen that we know that he is the true God, that he is the living God, and he's the only one that can bring the dead bones back to life. Could he solve their problems? Of course he can. He could. But he is the one who brought these circumstances upon them. The trouble has a purpose. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. I know we don't want to hear that. The troubles have a purpose. They are God's attention getters. God wants them to turn from their wicked ways and turn to him with their whole heart. And sometimes, people of God, we think that we give God our whole heart, but some things we keep to ourselves. We have not given ourselves totally to the Lord. You know how I know that we have not given ourselves totally to the Lord? Because we still want what the world wants. Glory to God. We want to know, glory to God, what the world is wearing, what the world is doing. I want to live like that. I want to be like that. I want to do like that. I want this. I want that. And I want this. Praise God. But God is trying to make us die to ourselves. Praise God that wants to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. He said that everything else will be added unto us. But we want to be like the world. We look at the world system. We look at the world's marriages. We look at the world, praise God, under the Messiah. Celebrities, praise God, thinking that our lives will be like theirs, praise God. But listen, people of God, they got troubles too. They just look like dressed up and look nice, praise God. They look polished and everything, but deep on the inside, as you find out, praise God, they're dealing with issues. They're dealing with hardship. They're dealing with depression. They're dealing with oppression. They're dealing with suicidal thoughts. Amen. They're dealing with issues, but we see what we see. So here, God says, our troubles has a purpose. They are God's attention getter. God wants them to turn their wicked ways and turn to him with their whole heart. Anyone who does that will experience the grace and the mercy of God. What is God saying to us today? If we only die to ourselves and allow him, praise God, to be who he is, he will let these dead bones live. Come on, Holy Ghost. Ezekiel, these bones, can these bones live? Look at the condition of these bones, people of God. Look at what's going on with these bones. Glory to God. Bible says that he caused me what to pass by all around, and behold, there was very many in an open valley, and indeed, they were very dry. He calls me to look at everything around me. Praise God. He calls me, praise God, to circle around. Oh, my secura basanda. Everything that was going on in my life. He calls me to take a good look at everything. And he saw, praise God, glory to God, indeed, these were very dry. Ezekiel saw that the whole valley was full of bones. By the leading of the Lord, he walked all around them and inspected them. They were many bones, and their bones were very dry. All the life had gone out of them. All the moisture has dissipated as they lay bleached out by the sun. It was an utterly hopeless situation, not left but dry. Bleached out bones. Humanity speaking, there was no possibility of reviving these corpses. Dead and gone. Only the bones laid there as a reminder of what had been. Then God engaged Ezekiel with a question in verse number 3. Son of man, can these bones live? What a question. Humanly speaking, the answer is clear. No way, glory to God, can this thing be alive. No way, praise God, these bleached out bones and these dead corpses and all this valley, praise God, no way. There is no hope. They're beyond hope. Sick people can be given medicine and perhaps they will recover. But there is nothing the best doctor can do for a skeleton or a dry bone. They had fallen apart so that they weren't even. You couldn't tell which bone were originally connected with the other bone. It was a mess. Son of man, can these bones live? Can you imagine, praise God, looking at this valley of dry bones and the head over here, the leg over there, the neck over there, the leg over there, praise God. Ezekiel answered, oh, Lord God, you know. You know what's going on in my life. You know, praise God, can these bones live? God, you see, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. It's not the kind of answer you give when you're on the mountaintop of faith. That answer would be, you can do it. Lord, you could make these bones live. But Ezekiel's experience is not a mountaintop experience. It's that experience. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? Yes, Holy Ghost. Is a man living in the midst of much discouragement. A man that gives this kind of answer. I don't know. You know. I don't know how much of anything these days. Glory to God. I'm not sure. Glory to God, I could give the right answer. Ezekiel's answer is not an arrogant answer, people of God. Glory to God. He don't know. All that has been crushed. But it's also not the answer of a man who has lost his faith either. Ezekiel seen things, praise God, they call the Messiah. He's seen the movement of God. He's seen God in action, praise God. Ezekiel and all his companions have brought through some hard times, praise God. Hallelujah. How many people on this line, praise God, that have been through some hard times, going through some hard times, praise God, have seen some hard times, don't know how to get out, but God knows the answer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Their captivity has brought despondency and discouragement. The trials of life have taken their toll, but there is something in Ezekiel that stands firm in God. His answer sounds a lot like Peter after the crucifixion of Jesus. Peter has not lived up to his own idea. He has denied the Lord after telling him he would stand with him through thick and thin. Come on, Holy Ghost. His self-confidence has been shattered. The resurrected Christ has asked him a question. Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Meaning agape kind of love. Do you love me? With the God kind of love. Peter answers with a diminished form of love. He uses a friendship kind of love. Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He doesn't have the courage to use the word agape after his terrible failure. But he knows down deep that he does love the Lord. Ezekiel answers somewhat tentative, but there is a ring of faith there as well. Oh, Lord God, you know. Ezekiel knows his own human limitation, and we do too, people of God. We know our limitation. We look at our circumstances, praise God, and we look at everything around us, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Can these bones live? What's going on in my life? Can these bones live? Glory to God, glory to God. My health, can these bones live? Glory to God, glory to God. My finances, can these bones live? My children, can these bones live? My husband, can these bones live? The wife, can these bones live? Glory to God. Whatever's going on, my job, what's going on, praise God, can these bones live? He is only Son of Man, but he is talking to the sovereign God, Jehovah God, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. Hashatur, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Jireh. Come on, Holy Ghost. He's talking to the sovereign God, the one who created those bones in the first place. There is faith expressed even in the way Ezekiel addressed the Lord. Oh, Lord God, God. You know. What is the answer to God's question? Can these bones live? God answered to his own question. In verse 4, he says to Ezekiel, prophesy to these bones. And say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. People of God, hear the word of the Lord. Prophesy to your situation. Prophesy to those finances. Prophesy to that job. Prophesy to that health. Come on, Holy Ghost. Can these bones live? Can they live? Prophesy to these bones. And say to them, oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. See, sometimes, praise God, you have to take action. Ezekiel speaks my word over these bones. Jesus said, glory to God, in John 6 and 63, the word that I speak to you are spirit. Oh, my say, quote about Sanda, and they are life. Words anointed by the spirit brings life. Come on, Holy Ghost. The word that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. Ezekiel, let's begin with this. You prophesy to these bones. You declare my word to these bones that ignites the process of life and say to them, oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. How can speaking the word affect a dry bone, dead bones? How can Jesus saying peace be still to the wind and the waves and the sea of Galilee and calm the storm? How can Joshua command sun stand still and stop the daylight from ending? When can God, come on, Holy Ghost, when God orders it, the word are powerful. The Bible says in Ezekiel 37 and 5, thus saith the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sick new on you and bring flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Ezekiel, you speak it in my command, and I will bring it to pass. Hear me in the Holy Ghost this morning. Ezekiel, you speak to it. Speak to it at my command, and I will bring it to pass by my power. When God tells us to do something, all we have to do is obey. We may not know all the ins and outs of how it will be get done, how they go, but I'm encouraged. Come on, Holy Ghost. Glory to God, glory to God. Today, praise God, hallelujah, that God can do it. Hallelujah. We all have our experience in life. We all have our ups and downs in life. But things can turn around. Things can move again. What looks dead, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. God can raise it up. The process of restoration. Let us go there today. The process of restoration. How about sick? What about Sandra? I'm going to go to a song, people, God. The process of restoration. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus.
I don't know what's up there.
Hallelujah, the one and only, amen, how great, amen, a change is going to come, amen, the process of restoration, people of God. The Bible says in verse number 7, so I prophesied as I was commanded, as I prophesied, there was a noise, people of God, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to his bones, and I wonder if the effect of Ezekiel declaration started him, how would you respond if all of a sudden you begin to hear these bones rattling and clicking as they came together? Oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord, and suddenly, come on, somebody say, there's a suddenly in my spirit. There's a suddenly in my life. There's a suddenly that God is getting ready to do, because them bones begin to start coming together. My God, I give them glory, and suddenly they do hear, and suddenly they do obey. suddenly they start moving and shaking, the toes to the bones connected to the foot bones, and the foot bones connected to the ankle bones, and the ankle bones connected to the leg bones. Everything that lay dormant is moving around, and it is not random. The thigh bone connected to the hip bone, just like it was designed to be, the hip bone connected to the spine. Come on, people, God in the spine connected to the shoulder bone, and on it goes bone to bone, praise God. I speak to the bones today, my God, I give you glory, Jesus, that all things begin to come together. My God, I say thank you. I'm asking God to put the pieces of the puzzle together. I realize that the bones are all over the place. Many are sitting in the bars on Saturday night. Many are once in church, praise God, but now they are disillusioned with the church. Many are very dry. Life is found in our connection with the Lord. When people pull away from the Lord, they can get very dry. You and I might look at them and think they will never come around, but the Lord asks us to question. He asks Ezekiel, can these bones live? Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. They don't look like they would ever come around. Humanly speaking, the causes and the cases look so hard, but the Lord knows the heart of every one of them. Praise God. He knows the plans for them. He wants you and me to prophesy over them. Declare the word of the Lord over them. Come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. Prophesy is another word to preach the word. Preach the word over them. Give them the word of the Lord and watch them come alive. Not because of who you are, but because of the life that God, in God's word, amen, watch the bones start to rattle, shake, and rattle and roll, praise God, come into God's order of things, shake, 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 and oh, glory to God, and rattle and roll. How will the shape, this us and our church come together? How will God shake this and our church? Praise God. He will bring the bones to the north. Come on, from the south to the east, the west. He will bring those bones together. He will connect the bones, come on, to the bones. Then he will put flesh on those bones and skin on that flesh. It doesn't all happen overnight. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Even your circumstances, it doesn't happen overnight. Praise God. There's a process that's taking place in your life, but it happens as we proclaim the word of the Lord. The Bible says in verse number 8, glory to God, indeed, as I look, the sick knew and the flesh came upon them. The skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them, but still no life in them. An amazing miracle has occurred, but there is still work to do. The bones have come together. Sickness and flesh come upon the bones. It all looks much better, but something is still not right. There is no breath in these bodies. Everything looks good on the surface. My God, I say thank you, but it's still dead. Have you seen churches like that? Lots of people. Well organized, well connected, but something is not right. The absence of the Spirit of God. Ezekiel, you must not stop here. This is good, but it does not fulfill what's going on. The Bible says in verse 9, he also said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. The Bible says, so I prophesied as he commanded me. So God tells Ezekiel what to do next. You must not be satisfied with something just looks good. It has to have life and the life of God in it. So call forth the ruach of God, the wind of God. There is a play, Hadekabushanda Masia. And the word in verse ruach can be translated breath, the wind, the spirit of God. It can have any of those meanings. God, after God's form, Adam, from the dust of the ground, says God, breathe into his nostril the breath of life, and he became a living soul. Ezekiel prophesied these lifeless bodies, and breathe of God came into them, the breath of God. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. When the life of God came into them, two things happened. They stood up. They rose onto their feet. They became active. That's what happened to the church when the Spirit of God comes on her. They become an exceeding great army, ready and equipped to fight the Lord's battle, no longer lifeless and defenseless, exceeding great army. Come on, people of God. God is raising up a people, that's ready, equipped for battle, no longer lifeless, defenseless, exceeding great army. We don't have to figure out the interpretation of all this. God gives that to Ezekiel in verse number 11 when he says, then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say our bones are dry, our hopes are lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open the graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. These bones are the whole house of Israel. This is a prophecy to the nation of Israel. Ezekiel's companions, amen, were in a state of hopelessness in Babylon. They felt like dead, dry bones. They said their hope was lost. They considered themselves cut off from the homeland and forsaken by God. God said, I will bring you up out of your prison that feels like a grave. I will bring you into your homeland. The Bible says then when their 70 years of captivity was over, God did that for these people. The Mede and Persian king Cyrus issued a decree that they're allowed to return to Jerusalem. It was an answer to their prayers, but it was not the complete fulfillment of God's promise to the chosen nation. We have yet to see the fulfillment of God's promise to restore Israel. For one thing, the people who returned were only those from the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom remained in captivity. Notice in verse number 11, God says, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. In the last days, people of God, God not only brings home the southern tribe of Judah and Benjamin, but he will also bring the northern tribe of Ephraim, Manasseh, and others. Fact, the part in this chapter is the guarantee. Again, the word of the Lord came to me saying, verse number 16, as for you, son of man, take a stick for yourself and write on it. For Judah and for the children of Israel and his companions, then take another stick and write on it. For Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, for all the houses of Israel, his companions, then join them one to another for yourself into one stick, and they will become one in your hand. As you read on and find the action symbolic of God restoring both southern and northern tribe of Judah, there still needs to be a spiritual awakening. We are getting a spiritual awakening. They still need, amen, praise God, their King Jesus. But it's an application that God wants us to know, praise God, on today, praise God. There is a great awakening happening in our lives, amen, praise God. God is doing great things for his people, amen, praise God. When we think all is hopeless, amen, God may ask you, praise God, can these bones live? Be sure to put his hand, glory to God, and at least say, the Lord God, you know, and when he tells you to prophesy the word of the Lord over those bones, do it, people of God, for it is the act of faith that God honors. Declare the word of the Lord over your family. Declare the word of the Lord over your finances. Tell your body to line up with God's provision of your health
and heal. When God say prophesy, speak the word of the Lord. You may hear some dry bones start rattling and moving, praise God, in your life, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. This is the day that God wants us to declare his word over our lives, praise God. They might seem like, glory to God, that there seems like no hope and everything is lost, amen, praise God. It seems like, praise God, that my finances will never rise, but speak the word over your finances. It might seem like, glory to God, that your children will never get to the place, amen, that you desire them to go. Speak the word over your children, praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. Your spouses, speak the word over them, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Speak the word over your health, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God wants us to know, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. When things seem like they're lost, it seems like, glory to God, they're not going to rise, praise God. When it's things that seem like it's scattered, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. It is the word of life, praise God. The spirit of the living God, they call it our son. When he breathes on the word, praise God, the word, it takes action, people of God, and things begin to start taking place. You might not see it with the natural eye yet, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because even when they were speak, when he was speaking the word, praise God, and he was speaking the word over the bones, praise God, out of the holes of my side, it was not till Jesus and God breathed on those words, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that things began to move. It was one more thing that he had to do. He had to breathe the life into the word, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So life, I speak life over you today, praise God. I speak life in your finances, glory. I speak life, glory to God, in your children, my son, I speak life in your, oh, yeah, God, in your spouses, in the name of Jesus. I speak life in the healing of your body, in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to those dead bones. I prophesy to those finances. I prophesy, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, to all the things that looks like it's dead and desolate in your life. God is going to bring it alive into the Bahamasia, because God says so today. My God, I give you glory. We thank the Lord Jesus today, Bahamasia, for what you're going to do in the lives of your people today, God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God. We know that you are well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh on the inside of us, Lord God. There is power on the inside. There is life on the inside of us, Lord God. And God, you said if we decree a thing, it shall be established, and a light shall shine up in its way, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, shine a light, God, in the lives of your people, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I bless you for what you're getting ready to do in the lives of your people. Though they look like it's dead, God, we know that you're able, God, to do it, God. We know that you're able, God, to resurrect things, Lord. We know that, when we hear the sound of the rattling, we hear the sound of the suddenly, and we know that it's getting ready to happen for us, God, because we know that you only one can make a way where there seems to be no way, Father God. So today, God, I speak life in the old Baba Sandan Mukunamasia over everyone that's on this line this morning, Father God. I speak life today, God, in their bodies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And the spirit of infirmity got to go in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing. I prophesy that I healed in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of infirmity come out in the name of Jesus. I speak to the finances. I prophesy to the finances. Come from the north, south, east, and west. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to the husbands, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Come from the north, south, east, and west, God. I prophesy to the wives, Lord God. Come from the north, south, east, and west. I prophesy, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I prophesy, God, my sin and the hood of my fear over us, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Just like you told Ezekiel, Father God, you say, hear the word of the Lord. My God, I give you glory. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Bless thy people, God. All around, Father God, we just say thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. We thank you, Lord God, that we are prophesying. We're declaring the word of the Lord over our finances. We're declaring the word over our body. We're declaring the word over our health. We're declaring the word over our children. We're declaring the word over every dry bone in our life. We call forth a spiritual awakening to take place right now, God. We thank you for restoring us, God. We thank you you for restoring health, God. We thank you for restoring, God. We thank you for restoring, God. We thank you for restoring, God. We thank you for restoring in Jesus' name. Yes, Holy Spirit. This is a time of restoration, people of God. And God is saying, shake, rattle, and roll. Things are coming together. My God, I give him glory. We thank God on this day, hallelujah, for his grace. We thank him for his mercy today. We thank him, glory to God, because he's God all by himself. We just give him glory today. I thank God for all of you on this line. Hallelujah. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. With Reign of Glory Revival Ministry with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Praise God. This was the word of the Lord that was spoken over our lives today. Amen. Praise God. When all hope looks like it's lost, God is able to resurrect every dead thing that looks hopeless. Amen. Because he did it for them, he will do it. He's no respecter person, people of God. And God says, amen, praise God, this is a time of restoration. It is a time of a great awakening. It is time, amen, praise God, for us to stand up, because God has already breathed the breath of life in our souls. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, amen. Reign of Glory is resurrecting this year. Amen. Praise God. And if you want to sow into the kingdom of God, amen. Praise God. You may do so. Call me at 303-9799. I'm going to say that one more time. 302-883-9799. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. For prayer, call me. Praise God. Whatever it may be that you want to talk about, amen. Glory to God. I am here for you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, hallelujah, don't forget on Thursday, amen, glory to God, True Vine International Ministry will be on with Pastor Ilona Waters, amen, praise God. Yesterday was her birthday. We celebrate her. We celebrate the woman of God for being faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and doing those things that God has called her to do in this season. So we bless God for her life, amen. I pray that she had a great birthday on yesterday. May God bless her, keep her, and continue to establish her. Amen. Continue to just watch over, protect her, and shield her. Amen. As she walk with the Lord. Amen. Jesus, that song, I'm hearing that song, Pastor Ilona, walk with me, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God for this day that he has made. He said, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So let us pray. Let us pray out. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing today. We thank you for your word today. We thank you, Lord God, that you are causing change to come in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, God. We give you glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just say thank you, Father God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for all that you have done on this day. We thank you for the spoken word, God. We thank you for resurrection. We thank you, Lord God, that because, Lord God, that you are turning things around in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we give you glory. We give you glory. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. I have a song for you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. Remember, people of God, this is a season that you're going to see the dry bones come alive, amen, in your life. Whatever looks hopeless, God is going to breathe on them. There's a suddenly coming, amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you all. Have a wonderful Sunday in Jesus' name, amen.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me,
around for me. Around for me.
Turning around.
Turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason
to doubt.
I know he's working.
I know he's working it out.
And it's turning around.
Turning around for me.
This is the good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concern. Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Sooner or later,
turn in my favor.
Around for me,
it's turning around.